How the whole mess happened, I don't know. But I know it couldn't happen again in a million years. Maybe I could have stopped it earlier, but once the trouble was on its way, I was just going with it. Mostly, I remember the girl.
Would you like to tell me about her, Robert?
Oh, God, I'm seeing a shrink. A psychiatrist. It's come to this.
Robert, let me make something perfectly clear. This is your safe place. Whatever is said in this office is private and confidential under law. Unless, of course, you threaten to do harm to someone.
Yeah, but doctor...
No buts. It's all right. Try to relax. What exactly happened on that road?
Nearly hit a deer. I hit a post, down the bike, and got knocked out. That's it.
Let's take a look at this.
Fine. What do you want to know?
What happened when you came to? I assume you weren't hospitalized.
No. I was out cold for, I don't know, 5 minutes maybe. It was weird. When I came around, there was this policewoman on a horse. No crowd of people making sure I was okay. Nobody calling an ambulance. Just this one cop.
Were you hurt?
No. Cuts, bruises. Nothing broken.
And?
Wounded pride. Man, I mean, lots of that. When I stood up, my leather stayed stuck to the foot peg, and I exposed myself. I covered my penis with my helmet.
Penis?
Yeah.
You call it a penis?
Well, no, not always. It's just...
Just what?
I don't know. It felt more penis than dick with this woman cop staring at it.
May I see your license, please?
Would it have been a dick if the cop was a guy?
Well, it would have been a limp dick. And before you ask, I don't have a problem with authority figures.
What did you have a problem with?
My dick hanging out in the middle of Richmond Park and some crazy cab driver giving me shit.
So what did she do?
It's a he.
Excuse me?
My dick. It's a he, okay?
I asked to see your license, sir.
Yeah, sorry. Wait a second. There you go, officer. Hey. What's Greasy Boy yelling at?
I believe it's you, sir. And this is a New York State driver's license.
Yes, I'm an American, living here, temporarily. I'm married to...
There's some leftover chicken in the fridge. I'm sure Rachel will reheat it for you.
Let's talk a little about your home life, about your wife. What was your relationship with her?
Then I pissed in my helmet. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can. But your wife, she was a successful writer... How did you feel about that?
I'm a writer too, right? Not exactly a household name, though. The house, the cars, the maid, the money. Everything was hers, and frankly, it felt like shit. I needed something that was mine. I wanted to feel young again. I wanted to feel free, like it was all just about to happen. I mean, it was my birthday. I was 40 years old, and I had this sinking sensation in my gut. Oh man, did I need that feeling.
What did the bike mean to you?
Only everything. I used to hang out outside Fred Wars in Chelsea to get a Harley hit whenever I was in town. My head got so tuned into that rumble, man. That fucking sound, it spoke my language.
Hey, bro. You're running from a dead-end life? Stale marriage? Two kids, mortgage, sex once a month, and the missionary position. Well, here's 1,200 cc's of salvation.
I was hooked, but in a good way.
I see.
I loved polishing the pipes. That movement, my wrist, up and down, side to side, the way the wax rubbed off. Ooh, listen. It wasn't sex, but was it?
Let's talk a little bit more about your home life. Where did you live?
It was a big manor house. Wood beams, dry rot, big log fireplace, turrets, stuff. It's like an old Scottish castle. Coco and me have a floor each.
Have?
Had. Sorry, past tense.
It's okay. Stay in the present if you prefer. Carry on.
Well, we've got a live-in maid.
God loves you.
She's Armenian, or... Bosnian or something. Big girl. Name's Ali. We have a dog, Cedric. Wolfhound, I even have an isolation tank in my office. Salt water at body temperature. Totally soundproof. Like the astronauts trained in. Looks like a coffin. I lie in there, floating, forgetting.
Forgetting?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I see. What's a typical day for you at home?
Hey, Allie.
You good man, sir. God loves you.
Thank you, Allie. But something's burning. Is that lunch?
Yes, sir. Chicken. Madame not join you. She too busy.
Oh.
But I am here for you.
Great, 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 great. Hey, Cedric, how's it going, man? Hear that?
You talk to me?
What did you say?
I asked if you were addressing me. Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. What can you hear?
I hear the cells multiplying. Coco?
Not now, darling.
Sorry, I just want to let you know I'll be out this afternoon. I've got a meeting with Jeremy.
Who's Jeremy?
Oh, sorry. Jeremy is...
A wanker.
He's our agent. Well, actually, Coco's agent.
Right.
Still a wanker.
I'll be gone after lunch.
Can't stop, darling.
Yeah, I know.
And darling, I almost forgot. I'm sure there's some things missing from my wardrobe. Pop socks and some of my new tennis knickers.
Oh, the thick ones? The ones that come up to your chin?
They're very comfortable. The point is, I think Allie's a bit of a tea leaf. Would you be a darling and check into it for me? Now, I really need to finish this scene.
You know, happy birthday would have been nice.
What I sense is a feeling of abandonment.
Yeah? It was always about her and her work. Everything was her work. I was left with Cedric and Allie. And she had this thing for me.
Mr. Robin, naughty boy. I tell my big brother, Biklos. He know all about you. He very strict. Make you marry me.
And Jeremy, is he a big figure in your life? Your lives?
Look, like I said, I wasn't exactly a household name. My books weren't selling. But I had this great idea for a film. I mean, I knew it was a winner. For fuck's sake, it had to be a winner. I needed a winner. I'd written a biker movie called Weekend Warrior. Jeremy had had the script for a week.
What's our mantra, fellas?
I can't sell it. I love it, but I can't sell it. I love it, but I can't sell it. I love it.
Robert, are we doing lunch?
Have you read it?
I love it, but I can't sell it.
Why?
First, you're not a name. Secondly, and more important, biker movies are dead.
Yeah, but this is different, man.
Different?
This is...
How? Has he got a serial killer? Who's the love interest? Hold on, I need a little bump.
Oh, for God's sake, will you slow down? Will you slow down a second?
Here, straight from Peru, via Liverpool. Take a toot.
No.
God, Robert, I wish I were you. So talented, so disciplined, so...
Where is he?
Dear God, Terence Stamp's in reception. I don't want to see him. He turns down every script we send him, and now Sir Anton's playing Lecter, and I just sent the latest Bond villain to Jeremy Irons.
Don't tell me he's not here. I can smell him.
Jesus, he's coming this way. Still thinks he's General
Zod.
Let's get out of here. We'll do lunch, talk about your movie. Where did you park?
I'm on the bike.
The bike? My God, the bike. Had one once, a 63 Velocette. Got halfway down the King's Road and fell off. Nothing like that would ever happen to you. Great scarf, by the way. Is it Miyake?
No. Just something I got for the bike.
Can I borrow it? Please, Robbie. I need spiritual protection. I'll give it back tonight, I promise.
Tonight?
There you are, you maggot. Maggot. Maggot.
You didn't like kids at all, did you? Okay. So we got under your feet, but you don't just go calling us worms and stuff. We were just kids. You scared us doing that. Yeah, I know you were scared too, unsteady on your feet. I remember that. Used to be fit as a trapeze artist, Mom said. Then you weren't. Was that it? Couldn't face getting old. Had to blame us little maggots crawling all over the Edsel while you were waxing it. Why an Edsel, Pop? Why not a Ford?
Robert, what the hell are you doing?
Trying to find myself.
Why bother? You don't exist. Are you having a wank in there? Is that it? Is that where you always spend hours in that thing? Come on, get out. People are arriving.
What people?
We're having a dinner party.
You remember it? But she hadn't.
I know it's not exactly a big deal in the history of the fucking universe, but she was throwing a party for someone else on my birthday. And that's when it really kicked in.
What kicked in?
It's hard to describe.
Try. Please.
Well, I felt like a fraud. I needed to be real, to taste life, not just watch it from the sidelines. The only thing I had that did it for me, I mean really did it, was the bike. And well, even that, it was ordinary.
Ordinary?
Stock. Right off the shelf, like everything else, like everyone else. Like me. I could see what it could be. Every time I thought about it, it was like giving birth. It was...
Porcifebrus.
What?
Porcifebrus. When the fever strikes, time and space no longer exist. The ego dissolves and the sufferer merges zen-like with the ultimate object of his desire. Hog fever, Robert. Do you have an imaginary friend?
No way.
Are you sure?
Okay, but no way is he an imaginary friend.
When did he first manifest?
I don't want to talk about it.
If we're to heal, we must feel our pain.
Okay. But don't laugh. I'm at some traffic lights. It's a red light, been red for a long time, too long. I'm looking around and I see this billboard. And it's advertising the new Harley Davidson Springer.
And?
Well, it was a fucking masterpiece. It was unbelievable. It was...
An epiphany?
Yeah, that's right. It was like seeing God.
And then?
Well, I'm seeing myself on the bike. A perfect me, though. No gut, longer hair, bigger dick.
And?
Then it wasn't me. It was...
Someone else?
Yes.
Who?
I can't...
Say it.
Billy Idol.
All right.
Now that's interesting.
Well, do you know who he is?
Oh, yes. Did you speak to him?
Yeah. I said something like, looks the business, bro.
Did he speak to you?
Yeah. He just said...
Deb Riot.
Did I mention the skinheads?
No. Go on.
Well, the lights were by a pub and these drunk skins were outside. They come swaggering over. The lights are still red, by the way.
Oi! Rick Parfitt! It's Rick Parfitt on Epoxy Bike!
Yeah, right.
Give us your autograph, Rick!
Another problem was that I kept being mistaken for other people. Mostly famous people.
I see. And Rick Parfitt is?
Guitarist. He's with Status Quo.
Yeah.
You're Rick Parfitt. 20 quid said he's not Rick Parfitt.
One of them drops his pants and whips out his dick. He starts dancing around. The thing's waggling in front of me. Lights are still fucking red. Things were getting a bit heavy.
Rick Parfitt.
I am not Rick Parfitt.
Who are you, Robert?
I don't know.
Carry on.
So the lights turn green, and I'm out of there. Weird thing, I'm passing this black cab coming the other way, and the driver's screaming at me in Arabic or something. And it sounded familiar.
The cab in Richmond Park?
Yeah, could be.
Carry on.
I just wanted to stay in that float tank, but...
Come on, get out. People are arriving.
Well, duty called.
What's duty?
The opposite of everything that was
not
actually
now.
Calling to me.
Just get out and get dressed. And not the T-shirt and jeans again, please. Try to look a bit less Neanderthal. I'm going down to welcome our guests.
Tell me about the party.
Oh, you know, movers, shakers, lots of surgery.
Did you know anybody?
Well, Jeremy was there.
Not now, Robbie.
Well, I could do a polish. I could make it more Jesus. What happened to your hands?
Stamp.
Literally?
Twice. Both hands.
Oof.
Now push off.
This party wasn't comfortable for you, was it?
Well, what do you think?
Tuna tikka, sir.
It doesn't matter what I think.
Sir, veggie sweetbread.
It's about what you feel.
Well, I felt like killing everybody, especially Jimmy Pearlman.
Why is that?
Because he had a man bag.
Tuna tikka.
A what?
You know, one of those dinky little pouch things. And
what was Coco doing?
Champagne, sir.
Oh, What else? Drooling over Man Bag.
Listen, Paragon would love to know what you're working on these days. Since you won the BAFTA for Shakers, you've kept us all guessing, enlightened.
Thank you, kind sir. Actually, I've been toying with this idea of a female undercover cop.
Sod off! Can't you see I'm busy?
What, chatting up B-list bimbos? That ain't busy. This is my fucking future.
You know, cop procedural stuff. I mean, it's so, last year. We're looking for something raw, something original with cojones. Come on, dazzle me.
Go away.
Hey, think Deliverance on wheels, man. No gangs, no outlaws. Think postmodern road movie with...
Think like Deliverance on wheels. A postmodern road movie with...
With urban bikers.
Urban bikers? A postmodern easy rider, but with women. Two women. Thelma and Louise on motorcycles.
She heard you.
Loud and clear. Happy birthday, Robert.
How did that make you feel?
I don't know. I don't know. It was noisy. I was a little drunk. But Jeremy turned white and disappeared, so I knew that something had gone down.
This is pivotal. Coco has essentially stolen your idea, and you weren't aware of it, correct?
Yep, correct.
What did you do next?
Well, I went outside for a smoke. I sat there blowing smoke rings at the moon and praying.
Do you believe in God?
I believe in Harold.
Harold?
I'll get to that. Let's just stay outside. I'm getting a little wood here.
Nothing I've done, I hope.
Well, you're cute, but not like Gabriella.
Who is Gabriella?
Hi, I'm Gabriella De Santo. Is this the House of Lords?
Night and day.
I'm Robert Lords, so I guess it must be.
You are the one.
You here for me?
No. I'm your wife's new production assistant. Is she around?
Or under the sun.
Unfortunately, yes.
Whether near to me.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm acting stupid. This is a pleasure to eat you.
Excuse me?
Oh.
I think of you.
Meet you. Come on inside, please. Come in.
You were entranced.
Oh, yeah. She came up the drive out of nowhere. On a bike, no less. All in leather on a fucking bike.
Oh!
Sorry.
What was that?
Static. It happened when we shook hands. Still happens when I think about her.
Please don't touch my knee.
I'm sorry.
What happened next?
I followed her inside like a puppy dog.
That was quite brave, considering your aversion to the people there.
Actually, I couldn't help it. She was a penis magnet.
There's the penis again.
Why did I call it a penis? Penis, it sounds so formal.
Dick, okay? Cock. Schlong. Are you satisfied?
Indeed, yes. But you weren't, were you? I'm guessing she was every sex act you'd never had. Every wet dream. Every illicit, erotic thought.
Come on, man, that cheapens it. She was much more than that. My heart was pounding, for fuck's sake. This was...
Love at first sight?
It might sound corny, but yeah.
Is this where you're stuck?
Yes.
Why are you stuck here specifically?
Well, because it was a perfect moment. And as soon as we go back in, well, it starts to unravel.
Hello, hello. Ding, ding, ding. I want to make a toast. Here's to a very talented and clever lady. And here's to Hell's Bells. I love it.
What's Hell's Bells?
Packaging, trust me.
Let me tell you something. I always wanted to make a bike movie.
Did you understand what had just taken place?
Well, I was confused.
Did you grasp the extent of Coco's betrayal?
Part of me did, I guess. But I really wasn't thinking straight.
Gabriella was a distraction then?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Could she have also been a decoy?
Hi. I'm Gabriella De Santo. Is this the House of Lords?